Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, young lady.
Oh.
But did you know that when I saw you, I felt like a broken down car at the Indy 500?
Oh.
You're all curves and I have no brakes.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God. Did you just fall?
Ouch.
Oh, you did.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't take out your screwdriver and loosen the plastic wheels on his walker.
Oh.
Instead, write your number down in large print on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But it's actually the Loser Line. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's I kind of sort of met you at the bar the other night. I mean, we were like dancing right by each other and, you know, I was kind of like watching you. You're super hot. And I don't know. I've called like 6 or 7 times and I haven't, you know, heard anything and you haven't picked up. So kind of just wondering, you know, what's going on. You know, your friend, he gave me your phone number. He said that, like, he thought we'd be a really cute match together. So, I don't know. Like, I'm super fun. I'm, like, so fun to hang out with. And you should definitely call me back.
Next message.
That's a good wingman in the opposite way.
Yeah.
He's a deflector.
Is it? True. I thought she actually sounded kind of normal and cute.
Actually enjoyed the role reversal. It's usually the dudes stalking the women on the dance floor, staring them down, and then asking their friends for the number. And I liked the gender switch on this one.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
It's great. And anyone who's like, I'm fun. I'm super fun. Like, seriously, let me prove
that means
to you.
Crazy.
Yeah.
See, I say that though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Checks out.
Okay.
Checks out.
I'm super fun.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Ashley, it's Jack. You're the star of my Tic Tac video. Remember the one we shot a couple nights ago over at the bar? I would love to get together again, make some more Tic Tacs, you know. I'm starting to get a lot of followers. You know, I'm up to 25, and that's a big part to you. So I'd love to meet back up, make a couple more Tic Tacs, and see where we go. Give me a shout back. You're a star.
Oh.
Next message.
Give me a shout back.
Shout back. Wow. I'm sure that guy has shown up in my For You page.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
It's the Tic Tacs.
I want to make fun of him, but he has more followers than I do on Tic Tacs, so can't even hate.
Next message.
Hi, I know that I would kind of like to apologize. I know I kind of made you mad in our date, and I was wondering, I don't know if I know you haven't been calling me back, and I'm afraid that things aren't going to work out. But I think I can move on. I hope, and have a good one.
Next message.
Oh my gosh!
Did he just break up with himself?
It sounds like.
Yeah.
It.
He even worked through all the emotions of it by the end.
He did.
It sounded like.
I mean, sometimes we get messages on here, and I wonder how did that person get the Loser Line. This is not one of those times.
Yeah.
I get it fully.
Imagine him asking her, "Hey, you want to go out?" Well, maybe not. I mean, we don't have to, but if we do, it'd be. It's okay. I can move on.
Actually, I'll show Michelle the door.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word "loser" LOSER to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's weirding you out, and hopefully they can call it and leave an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Alex. So I know you said you were a musician, and when I got home, I did some investigating, and I think I found your album on YouTube, and I just want to be really honest with you. Like, I just didn't like it at all, and I don't want to be overly critical. I don't want to, like, burst your bubble, but just all of it, the lyrics, your melodies, your singing, it's not good, and it's really hard for me to date people that I don't respect. But I will tell you, I played it for my mom. She thought it was great. So maybe seniors are your demographic. Anyway, Alex, good luck.
Next message.
I feel like I felt this one too deeply. It's like people who text into our show. It's like, I've been listening for 2 years, and I'm going to tell you, it's terrible. Yeah. I'm like,
well, the show is, the show's terrible?
Yeah, like when people text us. Yeah.
I bet Alex takes her advice on this.
Oh, really? Just quits?
No, I bet he that now he's going around touring all the senior homes.
Oh.
And he is just slaying.
Oh, that's true. Maybe you're just helping him out.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
He's up to 6 grannies a week now.
Attaboy.
He's like, take that, Eagles.
Next message.
Hey, you seem like the type of girl who, I don't want to say you're easy, not easy, that's not what I mean, but you know, you seem like you enjoy sex, like you have sex a lot, and that's cool, and I respect that. I want you to know that I don't do that. Like, I need a real emotional connection before I, you know, do that. But yeah, just if you want to get together and know that you have to win my heart before we f***, that's sweet. And I'd love to get to know you. All right.
Next message.
Romantic.
That's real sweet.
Yeah, it's really romantic.
We don't have a lot of nice guys, like stand-up gentlemen calling into the loser line. It's really refreshing to hear from one.
Especially the way he described it at the end.
Yeah.
You know, it obviously means a lot to him. And I like how he's calling in like, you know, we have totally different values, so it's probably not going to work, but I'm going to try this anyway.
Yeah, but I will sleep with you.
But in a respectful manner.
That's right.
Yes,
thank you, sir. Remember, you can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.